The following took place on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas, USA. Earth.
Jacoby, welcome in.
What's
How
up,
you been
H-Town?
Since the season ended?
Oh, man, trying to heal.
Trying to heal?
Yeah, gaining all that weight. Gotta get rid of it, though.
Don't let it slow you down now.
Oh,
right?
No.
So this is the place to be for everybody, NFL players and fans alike.
I've been here since last Wednesday.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, holy mackerel.
So what brings you – this is probably the sunniest day we've had since we've been here.
Oh, y'all
– you should
y'all
be down in South Beach.
Y'all got to catch up, Mustard. Man, I haven't seen it all.
Needless to say, you're pulling for the Saints.
Yeah. You know, I train with most of those guys, and, I'm not a fan. I'm just being supportive.
Sure. Absolutely.
Well, you're a fan of the Texans because that's the team you play for.
Of course.
Hey, you can't deny your roots being from New Orleans.
Right. And that'd be great for our city, too.
Yeah. It'd be great for our city. You train with most of those guys?
It's me, Robert Meacham, Devery Henderson, Marcus Coast, and Tracy Porter. And it'd be nothing but trash talking.
So line all you guys up.
In the
foot
race.
You beat them, right? Meacham, can he hang with you?
Hey, Meach can run.
Yeah.
It'd be an – all right, I say this. Maybe in 100 or 200, I think Devery might beat us. In the edge race. But in the 40 or 50, they can't beat me.
Run track?
I've been running track since I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
I competed in the Junior Olympics since I was 8 years old.
Really? Best 40 time?
4.24.
Best 60 time?
Where'd I go? Did I run the 60? Yeah, I went. I can't remember that one.
Best 100 time?
10.28.
10.28? Dude, that's world class.
10.28.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Not wind dated.
Nope. I just caught the gun. It ain't look back.
Holy mackerel.
Do you ever think about running track, Olympics type
We was saying that in the locker room, me, Andre Davis. That's when we had Darnell Jenkins, Andre Johnson. We was sitting all talking like, we can start a 4x1 team right now. Like, we can go run unattached at Texas Southern or something, one of their track meet.
What do you think Dre could do? What do you think Dre could clock in the 100?
Right now?
Dre, yeah.
Big Dre. I give him 10.5, 10.6.
Seriously?
No, I take that back. He ain't been practicing. So I give him. He out of shape right now. If he was
he didn't
shape,
look out of shape in the Pro Bowl.
Man, they were jogging. That was planned. Nah. I already knew. We had called Shabby that morning. And it was like, hey, if you don't throw Dre the ball on the first play, you cannot come back in the locker room.
Nice. So I'm guessing you're having some fun here, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been enjoying myself. This 2 weeks vacation, and I'm about to head back to New Orleans, and I'm going to start training in the middle of February, time to lock down.
What did you think about the news yesterday that Coach Kubiak had been extended for a few years?
I am very happy.
Yeah.
Like I said before, Coach Kool treats us like we done won 10 Super Bowls, man. And you got to love that in the coach. He takes care of us, and we got to reward him. That's what we're looking forward to doing this year.
We had a couple of players tell us off the record after the 4-game losing streak when y'all were 5-7. They thought they might have just lost Gary his job. Now he's getting a 3-year contract extension, right. 3 more years with the Texans. That's got to be – it almost felt like those last 4 games, when y'all won those last 4, it was as much for y'all as it was for him.
Well, the conversation, the meeting you gave us in the meeting the night before that game, man, I think he did some, like, made us soul search, the way he talked to us, and it touched us. So we was like, okay, now we got to dig deep and play ball, see what kind of men we are.
Does he not give that speech every game, or can he?
He gives it. It just was something about it. It was like, cool, like, I mean, he was like, if y'all want to try to hit these playoffs, let's just win these and don't worry about nothing else. That's what we did.
9-7 season. Still, I know you're still short of the playoffs, and that's where y'all want to be. But keeping Gary Kubiak around would be the same thing. Do you know anything about this new offense coordinator, Rick Dennison, or how it may affect the offense?
Nah, they say he won't miss a beat. I mean, I haven't get a chance to really meet with him yet, but I'm sure he won't miss a beat.
You started to come on and get more looks at receiver as the season went on. Is that something that you can make last and be more – I mean, we think of you as the great return man, but you've shown this was your best year as a receiver,
right,
too. Is that the direction you're going? Is that where you're headed?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I say that before. I was like, man, I can – playing return is an instinct game. I mean, that's just natural. It comes to you run here, run there. It's like playing it when you was a kid. Don't let you got to touch it, you know what I mean? But as a receiver, it takes time to develop. And by me sitting there and learning from Andre Johnson and Kevin Walters and Andre Davis and all those older guys – the big thing I learned was from the guy, they always tell me, just let the game come to you. Because a lot of those plays that fumbled and all that, I was just trying so hard to make a play instead of letting it come to me.
Sure. Last year at this time, you're coming off a year where you just said it, that you had some fumbling issues, and I think, you know, a lot of people wondering exactly what direction you were going to go with your career. Did you feel a lot of pressure last offseason to, you know, markedly improve in 2009? Or, you know, did you feel as if maybe your job was on the line?
Every day in this business, your job is on the line in the NFL. But now they bring in a guy like Ben Martinez, and he pushed me tremendously. You know what I mean? And he's a heck of a player. And I was happy they didn't. We didn't get rid of him because he's still like – he played a heck of, hell of a year this year too. So he's a great player. He pushed me.
All right, so let's for the sake of all the fans who've asked us exactly what happened, can you tell us the story? The weekend you missed the bus, missed the plane, came to on the road with the Texans late, and obviously were I'm not saying you got there. I'm saying you did not accompany the team. What exactly happened that weekend?
I gotta grow up. I mean, I was late, so I made a mistake, and me and Coach Cool, we talked about it, and we moved on and played ball.
Yeah, and you're okay with the way he handled it?
Hey, I can't. Tough love.
Yeah,
got to keep rolling with it.
And what about Coach Coob? You mentioned a few minutes ago that you guys are all happy that he's coming back. What is it about him? Is he a guy who's really adept at motivational speeches? Do you consider him a guy who's a master of the X's and O's? Characterize him for us.
He's the type of player. If I wanted to put it in like basketball terms, mm-hmm. how he coaches. If you ever watched University of Kentucky.
Sure.
How that guy just let his guys play.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of coach. He just let those guys play. He just let us play, man. He'll challenge you. He'll come and get in your face like, let me see you make a play. Show me you can make a play that you belong in this business.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of guy. He lets you play.
And I think accountability is probably a pretty big word with him also because, like you said, tough love. If you don't do what they're asking you to do and if it's a reasonable thing that they're asking you to do, there are going to be consequences, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It's business.
Guys respect that?
Oh, yeah. Have to.
Cool.
Well, we know this is Jacoby Jones-Jones here on Sports Radio 610. We know who you're picking in the Super Bowl. I know you're going with your boys, the Saints.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think is, I guess, what sets them apart from the Colts? You see the Colts twice a year. You know what kind of offense they have, and defensively they hold their own as well.
When we was in camp with the Saints, when they came down, we practiced with them and everything, and that defense was so physical that I knew, like, this was a different team. And all they have to do, I think, if they do Peyton Manning the same way they do Brett Favre, they will have a shot to win it.
They came in with a little chip on their shoulder to those practices. I remember D'Amico getting into it with
Jeremy
Shockey.
Yeah, we all got into it. We had about six fights. I don't like, man, look.
Were you in the middle of any of
those? Yeah, I didn't like that neither. I ended up at the bottom of the pile. I don't know how, but I don't like that.
What happens at the bottom of the pile for people who
man,
don't know?
I don't know. I was trying to help Ryan Moats. And then when I turned around, I seen about seven different black and gold helmets coming at me. I just pulled one of them down with me. And held on.
Poor little Ryan Moats. I mean, he needed some help. I mean,
hey, man. It was
he's
going,
a tough guy, was, that's but he's not like, real big.
I'm like, okay, these guys here, these boys physical.
They had a little mean streak.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
They had it in that game against the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
They put a licking
they
on Brett Favre.
For them to win that game.
So are you here this week in any official capacity? Are you representing anyone, promoting anything?
I will be in the Taste of NFL. You know, we had it at the Reliant Stadium, and I'll do the national rep, too, as well.
Now, what is that exactly for those who don't know?
It's like a good cause to feed the hunger and stuff like that. And really, you come out to the event out here, right here, matter of fact, at the Convention Center. It's be good food. You know, we can mingle with the fans. Fans can mingle with us. It's a silent auction going on. So it's good fun.
Well, I mean, obviously you're a very dynamic player. You've got great skills, and I think a lot of fans have come to really respect and admire those tremendous skills. If you would, since we're having a little time here to visit, tell us a little bit about your background, because when you first came to the Texans, we all heard about the ridiculous growth spurt in college.
Right.
Oh, you're like 5'7", 160 in high school?
I was in high school. My first 2 years I went to St. Aug, and they didn't let me play. They were like, you're too small. You're just a track guy.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. Then I left and went to a school called Marion Abramson, where they actually gave me a chance to play. Like, okay, a guy named Coach Woods, Jerome Woods, he gave me a shot to play. And I had a track scholarship to Southeastern, which I love football so much. I just skipped track practice to go play 707 and get in trouble.
Right.
So I actually wound up leaving that school, and I walked on at Lane College.
And how much bigger had you gotten when you walked on at Lane?
I'm probably right at 6 feet.
Okay.
Right at 6 feet.
And you finally stopped growing at what, like 6'2"?
No, I hit 6'4".
No
six,
way, really?
Wow.
I got up to 6'4". I got up to 6'4", 212.
From 5'6", I mean 5'7", 160 to 6'4", 212 in what
my
about?
My mom, when I came home from college one day, she could every week I would like call for money to get some clothes or send me some more clothes or something. So I finally get home, and she looked at me and she said, "Son, are they making you taking stuff you're not supposed to be using?"
Wow, really?
Really. And I didn't think I was that big until one day I went out, I seen an old high schoolman. I'm looking at him like, wow. I grew.
Now you're 6'4", 216, 218.
Yeah,
you said
buddy,
you put on a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, I got on the, I went in the spy, I said, then I got on the scale. I scared myself. I said, wait a minute. Am I getting this grown man weight? That's what they call it.
Hey, as you get older, trust me, the belt gets a little wider too.
Crazy, man. That's really nuts. I mean, and obviously, it all natural. I mean, you were just eating.
It was natural. It just happened. I don't know where it came from.
Wow, that is amazing. And like I said, a real success story. Third round draft picked out of Lane. Anybody else ever come out of Lane and make it in the NFL?
He wasn't drafted, but Fred Lane was a free agent.
Running back for the Panthers.
Fred Lane was at Lane College?
Yep.
Seriously?
They didn't retire.
You can't make that up.
They retired. His jersey's retired and mine is retired at Lane College. They sit next to each other.
Of course,
he's deceased, but.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Passed away.
Right.
Yep.
And then the year after I got drafted, we had a guy to go free agent from there. His name was Ed Williams. I don't think he's still in it, but, you know, he had a shot. He was on two teams of practice squad.
All right, so if you're calling the shots this offseason, what would you like to see the Texans do in terms of tweaking the roster, filling some needs, things like that?
I don't even know. That's their upstairs stuff. All I know, let me know where I got to line up at. That's all I want to know.
It's probably a good idea.
Let me know where I got to line up at. I'm ready to play.
Jacoby Jones with us here on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. Very cool stuff. We appreciate you dropping by.
I appreciate it.
And we're looking for great things in 2010 from you.
Yes, sir.